the most amazing song of all by King Solomon, the Shulamite. Smother me with kisses, your spirit kiss divine. So kind are your caresses, I drink them in like the sweetest of wine. Your presence releases a fragrance so pleasing, over and over poured out. For your lovely name is flowing oil. No wonder the brides-to-be adore you. Draw me into your heart and lead me out. We'll run away together into your cloud-filled chamber. The chorus of friends. We will remember your love as we laugh and rejoice in you, celebrating your every kiss as better than wine. No wonder righteousness adores you. The Shulamite. Jerusalem maidens, in this twilight darkness, I know I am so unworthy, so in need. The Shepherd King, yet you are so lovely. The Shulamite, I feel as dark and dry as the desert tents of the wandering nomads. The Shepherd King, yet you're so lovely, like the fine linen tapestry hanging in the holy place. The Shulamite to her friends, please don't dare scorn, don't stare in scorn, because of my dark and sinful ways. My angry brothers quarreled with me and appointed me guardian of their ministry vineyards. Yet I've not guarded my vineyard within. Won't you tell me, lover of my soul, where do you feed your flock? Where do you lead your beloved ones to rest in the heat of the day? For I wish to be wrapped all around you as I go among the flocks of your under-shepherds. It is you I long for, with no veil between us. And the Shepherd King says, listen, my radiant one, if you ever lose sight of me, just follow in my footsteps where I lead my lovers. Come with your burdens and cares, come to the place near the sanctuary of my shepherds. There you will find me, my dearest one. Let me tell you how I see you. You are so thrilling to me. To gaze upon you is like looking at one of Pharaoh's finest horses, a strong, regal steed, pulling his royal chariot. Your tender cheeks are aglow. Your earrings and gem-laden necklaces set them ablaze. We will enhance your beauty, encircling you with our golden reins of love. You will be marked with our redeeming grace. The Shulamite says, as the king surrounded me, the sweet fragrance of my praise perfume awakened the night. A sachet of myrrh is my lover, like a tied up bundle of myrrh resting over my heart. He is like a bouquet of henna blossoms, henna plucked near the vines. At the fountain of the Lamb, I will hold him and I'll never let him part. And the Shepherd King responds, look at you, my dearest darling. You are so lovely, your beauty itself to me. Your passionate eyes are like royal, loyal, gentle doves. And the Shulamite responds with, my beloved one, you are pleasing beyond words and so winsome. Our resting place is anointed and flourishing, like a green florist meadow bathed in light. Rafters of cedar branches are over our heads and balconies of pleasant-smelling pines, a perfect home. Chapter 2. I'm truly his rose, the very thing of his song. I am overshadowed by his love growing in the valley. And the Shepherd King says, yes, you are my darling companion. You stand out from all the rest. For though the curse of sin surrounds you, still you remain as pure as a lily. Even more than all the others. And the Shulamite says, my beloved is to me the most fragrant apple tree. He stands above the sons of men, sitting under his grey shadow. I blossom in his shade, enjoying the sweet taste of his pleasant, delicious fruit, resting with delight where his glory never fades. And suddenly he transported me into his house of wine. He looked upon me with his unrelenting love divine. Revive me with your goblet of wine. Refresh me again with your sweet promises. Help me and hold me, for I'm lovesick. I'm longing for you. Yet how could I take more? He His left hand cradles my head, while his right hand holds me close. I am at rest in his love. And the shepherd king says, promise me, brides to be, by the gentle gazelles and delicate deer, that you will not disturb my love until she is ready to arise. And the Shulamite says, listen, I hear my lover's voice, I know it's him coming to me, leaping with joy over mountains, skipping in love over the hills that separate us to come to me. Let me describe it. He's graceful as a gazelle, swift as a wild stag. Now he comes closer, even to the places where I hide. Now he gazes into my soul, peering through the portal as he blossoms within my heart. The one I love calls to me. The bridegroom king responds with, arise, my dearest, hurry, my darling, come along with me. I have come as you have asked, to draw you to my heart and lead you out. For now is the time, my beautiful one. The season has changed. The bondage of your barren winter has ended. And the season of hiding is over and gone. The rains have soaked the earth and left it bright with blossoming flowers. The season for pruning the vines has arrived. I hear the cooing of doves in our land, filling the air with songs to awaken you and guide you forth. Can you not discern this new day of destiny breaking forth around you? The early signs of my purposes and plans are bursting forth. The budding vines of new life are blooming everywhere. The fragrance of flowers whispers, there is change in the air. Arise. Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run with me to the higher place. For now is the time to arise and come away with me, for you are my dove, hidden in the split open rock. It was I who took you and hid you up high in the secret stairway of the sky. Let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice. How beautiful your eyes of worship and lovely your voice in prayer. You must catch the troubling foxes, those sly little foxes that hinder our relationship, for they raid our budding vineyard of love to ruin what I've planted within you. Will you catch them and remove them for me? We'll do it together. And the Shulamite says, I know my lover is mine, and I have everything in you, for we delight ourselves in each other. But until the day springs to life, the shifting shadows of fear disappear. Turn around, my lover, and ascend to the holy mountains of separation without me. Until the new day fully dawns, run on ahead like a graceful gazelle and skip like the young stag over the mountains of separation. Go on ahead to the mountain of spices. I'll come away another time.
Drifting to the river of life and reading every time.